podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Let me ask y'all something. Is a road trip really, really a vacation? Really?
I gather that you don't care for road trips.
I am not a fan of the road trip. I think some bodies are built for comfort. Some bodies are built for speed. Some bodies are built for road trips. And I am none of the above. We are going on what Gentleman Caller is calling a little weekend getaway. But I'm saying, no, we're driving across Nebraska to go visit your family. That's not a getaway. That's not a vacation. That's, I'm not a
Wait
fan.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. So what I'm gathering from this is that the component that has you questioning this, whether it's a vacation or not, is not necessarily the road trip part. It's the end destination, which is
his family.
No, that's okay. No, we're cool. They drink. They're fine. They're fine. It's the 8 hours in a car across Nebraska.
Mm.
Nebraska.
Yeah, that sucks.
What if you took a road trip, for instance, to a location that you really love?
Right, a beach.
I'm totally for driving around once you get to the beach. Maybe if you're in like Hawaii and you want to like drive up to the top of a volcano, you know, and see a waterfall. You got to fly there. You fly to vacation. You drive to places like work. You drive to the grocery store. You drive to Nebraska. It is not a vacation.
It's your destination that you're upset about.
It's the Nebraska. Car for 8 hours across Nebraska. Nebraska.
I understand that
Poor
some
Nebraska.
People are not road trip people. Now, right. I happen to be raised, I was a military brat, so we moved all the time, we were traveling all the time, and we were always on road trips, always. And so I kind of got that into my blood. However, I will give you this. Driving on a road trip to me is a blast on the outward leg.
Right, and then you got to get home.
The outward leg is really cool because you've got all your snackage, right? Mm-hmm. Whoever's going to be in the co-pilot seat has got their snackage, and they're kind of in charge of doling things out. And you got either music blasting or you got something going on like
The road trip mix CD.
Everybody's fired up. Everybody's happy, and you get to where you're going. It's good. It's the drive back I'm not crazy about. And so I have considered, and I've never done this, but this might be the year, where I'm thinking about renting a car and doing the long road trip going to wherever I'm going to go and then flying back.
That's a great idea.
Because nobody's really excited about an 8 to 12 hour drive back. We like the drive there. But I think, what if I did that and then I flew back? Because then you're back in an hour and a half.
I think
that's a good idea.
I think you may have just solved the road trip dilemma.
Well, what am I? I'm an idea man. And that's my idea, is you do the half road trip, half fly.
Can't you just schedule stops on the way back, though, from your road trip?
Yeah, and I've done that
Some
before.
Fun destinations.
How much time off do you guys have? Like, that takes a really long time. That's like, what, so you only drive for 4 hours one day, and then you stop, and then, you know, you
see
check
the sights.
Town.
That's pretty cool.
And then you drive
Especially
for
if you
just,
take a different leg back than the way you went.
It's so time-consuming. I would rather spend a little bit of time traveling and then a lot of time at the place you're going to go and enjoy.
Well, let me ask you this, too. A lot of times it has to do with who you're in the car with.
You guys having problems? How's your relationship?
It's fine.
You guys fighting?
It's good. You know.
Because there are people who are good road trip companions, and they're fun.
Yeah, Gentleman Caller and I, when he was getting out of the Navy, I moved him from Florida to Colorado, so we road tripped that. And after like day one, my hips really hurt from sitting in the truck, and you don't really sleep well, and I get constipated when I'm in the car too long.
You're like a German Shepherd. Your hips don't age well.
You guys need to break up.
I think a road trip is really just work, kind of dressed up in a costume.
A vacation costume.
Masquerading as a vacation. There's too much work. You got to stop for gas. You got to stop. Oh, I got to pee on the side of the highway. That no lady wants to do that. You
I
know?
Didn't think this was possible, but you're kind of talking me out of road trips all of a sudden. I always thought I liked them, but
and
maybe
road
I don't.
Trips, imagine, like, it's so, if you're in your early 20s, there's just, you know, because you're low on cash, your budget is low, and you can eat all the Doritos you want and not worry about your thighs. If you're in your young 20s, go for the road trip. Go live life, have an adventure. No.
Older, not so much?
I have I am pre-arthritic.
You're 33.
The best.
Got your grumpy pants on.
The greatest hits of Michael Bolton will only get us up to Westminster.
Why don't you get your hips off the couch a little bit more often? You might be able to handle road trips better.
No.
Or diet.
Nebraska!
Well,
here's Jolie. Hi, Jolie. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
She says it's not a vacation. What do you think?
I grew up on road trips, so I love road trips. But, yeah. Dom, you have it wrong. You need to reverse it. You fly out to the destination, spend a couple of days, pick up a rental car, and drive home. That's what I did for Georgia. And then I flew out to San Francisco, picked up a rental car, drove down the coast to San Diego, and then drove home.
Yeah, but yes. See, I don't
why
think
would you do that?
I think you're backwards because your excitement is in going, not in coming home.
Right, it's a long drive home.
It's
you know what?
Know.
You and I would be good travel partners.
Enjoying it. I'm on a high when I get home from seeing all these places.
No, I get you. But see, you and I would make great travel partners, and here's why. I would drive out, you would fly there, we would meet, have a good time, and then you would drive the car back, and I would fly back.
That works.
Perfect.
There you go. Okay. You guys should go somewhere.
All what right. do you look like, Jolie?
We'll talk to you later. Have a great day, okay? You have a great day. Thanks
and
for being
click.
On the show. No.
Have a great day.
Hello, Stephanie. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, they're great. Like, I love road trips. You know, I've been doing it since I was a little kid. And even when I was pregnant with my son, I was pregnant. So he even started before he even was out in the world.
You didn't have a choice.
It was a fetus road trip.
Yep. And so he loves it as well. It's just great. You know, this summer we're going to go to L.A. You're right. We're going to fly to L.A. and then drive to San Francisco. So,
yeah, that's
and then
fun.
Drive
yeah.
back.
Yeah, there's nothing like driving up that Pacific Coast Highway. That's beautiful.
Are you bringing a fetus this time?
Yeah, so, and then we'll fly back to Colorado.
But good for you, Stephanie. Have a great trip. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate that. Here's
driving.
Hello, Nicole.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I love road trips. I used to hate them, but we decided a couple of years ago, we decided to go on a mission to take our boys to all 50 states before they finish high school. Right now, they're 5 and 7 years old.
Wow.
We've already done 17 states. But now I'm a convert because you're not limited to what you can bring like you are when you're on an airplane.
True.
You don't have to be conscious of how much weight you're bringing and all that. Plus, you can leave whenever you want. You don't have to rush to make it to the airport.
I'm very impressed. You've already got 17 states done.
How are you going to do Hawaii?
We've already done Hawaii. I mean, obviously, we couldn't do a road trip for that. But
you can drive me there. You can do the Hana Highway and everything. Get on the road.
Yeah, we did drive quite a bit on the Big Island. But
you know, and there's another point, too, about when you're talking about how you can carry everything. That's the argument for the first calls. A statement that you fly out and drive back, because if you fly out, then if you buy a bunch of stuff on vacation,
you can hoof it back.
Then you can drive it back without having to pay for the extra baggage.
Full-size shampoo is a very good point.
Ah, see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nicole, have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. Here comes Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Hey, how are you?
We're all great. Do you like road trips?
Yes, I do. And I'm actually calling because I'm going on a road trip alone in a couple of months, and without my kids, without my husband, and I am just thrilled.
Where are you going?
I can't wait. Well, our ultimate destination is Florida, but I have to go to Flagstaff, Arizona first, and then I'm meeting my family in Florida. But that's 48 to 72 hours of alone traveling time, half of it being driving. I just can't wait for.
You are going to love that.
I hope there's not a highway killer on the loose.
Shut up.
Whoa. That escalated quickly.
Wow.
Man.
You have fun on your drive to Arizona, okay?
Lock your doors.
I will.
Stay away from the rest stops.
You take care. Don't put that idea in her head.
Bring
a hatchet.
There are no road murders.
Highway murderers?
Highway
really?
Murders.
The hills have eyes. Watch it, Dom.
Between
watch
here
it.
And Arizona.
It's a guy with a hook.
Those people are all in Florida. Hello, Sandy.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great. Nobody's on Emily's side here. Everybody loves road trips.
I'm
what
such
about,
a freak.
What about you, Sandy?
I am 100% on Emily's side. Road trips are horrible.
Thank you.
Horrible.
Why? How come?
Because when you're the passenger, and men somehow don't think that it's okay to take an extra minute to stop and go to the bathroom, so, you know, you limit your fluid intake, and then, you know, you're like, well, I got to go to the bathroom. Well, you need to hold it for just a little longer.
That's true. We're diapers.
Don't lose time.
We got to make time. That's right.
Yes. Got to get there.
Got to make great time.
You know, I don't have a luxury car, and it's not comfortable. I'm not a scenery person. What is there between here and Nebraska that you could, that's beautiful.
Cattle.
That's scenery.
What about the big ball of twine? Is that in Nebraska or is that in Kansas? The world's largest ball of twine?
Well, you're kind of making
Emily's
point.
Are you really
point.
Using that as a selling
Don't use
point.
That, Dom.
I will tell you, Sandy.
I have seen that stupid ball of twine and I wasn't impressed.
No? Well, it's, but it's bigger now.
Oh, well,
I keep adding
yeah.
to it. I've got
well,
the...
Maybe. I've Maybe got a, Emily and I should take a road trip.
I've got a great story for you about making good time, Sandy. A woman that I worked with on this show back in the 90s, worked with Joe on the show back in the 90s, and her husband and their two kids, they took a trip back home to Joe's home state of Tennessee. But Joe flew back to get back to the radio show, and her husband drove back with the two boys.
Oh.
And here's the great part. I'll never forget this story. This was almost 20 years ago she told the story. They get back, and she's already been back for a day or two at work. And he comes walking in the door after this, like, three-day road trip, and he hands her their thermos. You know, like you put coffee and stuff like that. He hands her the thermos, and he says, you really should wash this. She's like, why? She's like, well, he said, I really wanted to make good time. And Jack, or one of the little boys, needed to go. So Dad just had him pee in the thermos so that he could make good time.
You guys are animals.
And they do.
Yeah, I would do that.
Right. He's like, wash this. She's like, you're out of your mind. I'm throwing this away.
I shaved 8 minutes off my best time.
I would do that not even on a road trip.
He does that driving home to Littleton.
Yeah, just in Littleton I would do that.
Sandy, have a great day.
That's horrible. You guys too. I love you all.
We love you back.
Bye.
A lot of love. Yeah, we appreciate your calls this morning and making good time.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.